Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everybody. Welcome to our 312th Rough Riders Radio podcast. Tonight, it's The End Is Coming Soon. Let's start. When you see a 90-foot wall of water coming straight at you on the beach, you best get right with Jesus and get your affairs in order summarily. Donald J. Trump is standing on a shifting landscape, the kind of landscape that precedes an 8.0 earthquake. Apparently, he is not picking up on the obvious cues that abound that reveal all too clearly the total tenuousness of his entire presidential administration. The indictments have been issued thus far by Robert Mueller. That includes 12 Russian military intelligence personnel. Trump's own campaign manager from 2016, Paul Manafort, is immersed in the first of two trials he faces this summer. Seems that Mr. Manafort, who made tens of millions of dollars from the Russian-aligned former Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych, forgot to tell his accountants that his income was derived from overseas, abroad, outside of the United States. That is an oversight that is a serious federal crime. So things are not going particularly well for Mr. Manafort. Convictions are likely in both of his trials. And Trump's former personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, has all but flipped and will cooperate with Mueller's Russia probe quite soon. FBI has well over 100 tape recordings of him and Donald Trump. Stormy Daniels lawyer Michael Avenatti now has three more women as his clients. And on top of all this, Mueller's team has subpoenaed Trump Organization's chief financial officer and executive vice president, Alan Weisselberg, who has been with Trump since Fred Trump, Donald's father, way back in the 1970s, over 40 years, who just happens to have prepared all of Donald Trump's tax returns, and who also knows where every dollar coming in to the Trump Organization has come from and where every dollar going out is going to. So it goes without saying that much of Trump's income came from Russians, Ukrainians, Kazakhstanians, and Turkmenistans, and God knows who, all in Eurasia. With all that said, the only thing remaining is when Trump and his sordid presidential regime will crumble into dust. His vice president, Mike Pence, who was actually put there by Paul Manafort himself, who is now himself on trial, will not be spared, as Mike Pence was in on many of Trump's shenanigans right from the beginning, including Pence's role as being in charge of heading the presidential transition team in 2016, November, December, with the responsibility for vetting every new White House appointee, including Michael Flynn, who still managed to be selected as Trump's first national security advisor, despite being under investigation by the FBI even before he had even assumed the role, or even before the inauguration on January 20th, 2016 had even taken place. Okay, now, for all of you Trump supporters, just keep that cyanide capsule close at hand. It'll most likely come in handy sometime next year for sure. Hillary was far too kind in depicting you as merely deplorable. What history will record hereafter is that, as a group, you were Mussolini-like minions to a man who made Mussolini look like Mr. Rogers. Bye-bye now. Take care now. Thanks for coming. Now step on over to the holding area, strip down to your BVDs, take out all of your personal effects from your pockets, and place them in the plastic container. Now please line up in single file. You'll be given a buzz cut haircut and a quick photo ID after you've stood in front of the camera. You'll be eventually taken down south, along the border with Mexico, where we now have facility to further process you all. And we'll try not to family members, but we can't guarantee everything. Well, that's it, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, and Trumpers, deplorable and otherwise. This is the old Rough Rider himself, rounding third, and we are just warp speed to home plate. And as always, you know the drill. Stay well, keep it lit, and remember, we may ride, but you damn well decide.